Sean Paul Byart, Donegal minor manager, a very impressive second half performance there against Cork, and he's run it all there in semi-final, and he must be delighted.
Ah, yeah, we're delighted. We had a good performance in the second half. Very disappointed maybe in the first half we didn't perform the way we'd like to play. But in the second half we put a big performance together. We scored 111. I think they scored 3 points, which you'd have to be happy with.
Maybe the occasion, maybe shooting a couple of wides, maybe a wee bit fortunate too, to just be 4 points down at the break. What did you say to the boys when you got them in at the midpoint?
When we told them this, we'd have to up our game. Again, we weren't happy with our performance in the first half. We weren't particularly. I think there's only maybe two or three players in the squad that had played to their potential in the first half. Mark Curran was absolutely outstanding, and Padraig Mahone was immense. They're the players that they've carried us in the first half and again in the second half. But I think an awful lot of players stood up in the second half, and it was a great team performance in the second half.
Such a contrast in the second half. I think it was 1-11 to 3 points. He's outgunned them by. Moving on to Galway now in a semi-final. I'm sure you'll enjoy this, but next week back down to it, and looking forward to a place in the last four of the minor All-Ireland.
Yeah, this game's gone. We're looking at Galway now. For everything from now this month forward, we'll be looking for the semi-final in 3 weeks' time against Galway, and they're a fabulous side, but hopefully we'll be ready for it.
Cork as well, I suppose, when they had their confident spell in the first half, they looked very impressive, but you really seemed to get on top of them. What was the game plan going into the second half, four adrift?
Well, I suppose the game time's always the same, to defend when we haven't got the ball and drive forward when we have, and drive forward the numbers and make the runs and get into space. And the lads were doing that. They were creating the opens and created the goal chances, and thankfully we took them when we got them.
There'd always be a worry maybe that the occasion too could probably lean on young fellas a wee bit. Was that a wee bit of a concern maybe coming into the game, that maybe the occasion might get at them?
Absolutely, we knew that right from day one when you go into Croke Park, that the occasion was massive. It's the same dimensions of a pitch, but the whole surroundings, and the lads were nervous. I think maybe Cork settled better in that regard, but we couldn't be more pleased than we are now.
The changes you made too seemed to work. We tightened it up there at fullback, and even Shane McGrath, very impressive, coming on, kicking a goal.
Shane's a fabulous player. Himself, Aaron Dini, both came on there and had great games. Brian O'Donnell came on a great game. Gary Malloy came on. These are players that are pushing hard for certain places, as well as a number of other players on the bench. So that's the way it is. They're great competition, and they're working really, really hard.
I know you took in the Munster final and did your homework done in Cork. What do we know about our semi-final opponents, Galway?
I know Galway are a fabulous side. I haven't seen Galway playing yet, but Galway are a very good side. I know they're a couple of very good inside forwards. I know their centre half forwards are very good, but they're all around. They're a very good side. What you'd expect at the all-around semi-final.
And a 3 week break now, I think, so you'll be looking forward to getting turned and do a lot of work between now and that semi-final.
Oh, absolutely. Now we have to up our game again, and particularly from what we had in the first half, we're going to bring a big performance to the next day if we're going to be successful.